Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
104.5 The Zone's nonstop sports talk continues.
Coming up on the Midday 180, Doug Matthews, man. He hits big topics on college football at 11 o'clock. At 12:15, Greg Cosell dissects the game of Corey Davis. At 1 o'clock, primary complaint. Please, Paul, no F-bombs. The Midday 180 starts now.
From 104.5 The Zone, this is the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. With Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow, and Paul Kuharski.
Glad you're with us. Wednesday is here. Cosell has watched every snap of Corey Davis from last year. We'll get to a portion of those and assessments of his game. That's coming up at 12:15. Guys, what's up?
We're back, baby. We are back. But first, Paul Kuharski.
I'm sorry, Abby.
So,
did you really hang up because of that?
Yes. So, I'll get to that, Paul. So, let's come right out of the gates firing on all cylinders here.
We had a
show three-way conversation via phone. And we had a little planning session for the future of the Midday 180, idea brainstorming.
A thorough discussion.
Some ranting also took place.
We have periodic thorough
discussion. So I let Paul know and let the group know. I said, hey, I'm down for this conversation, but I will be in the car with Evie leaving swim school at this time. And it's a nice 45-minute to an hour drive via traffic
and
where I'm going.
As I conference everyone in, both Paul and I said hello to Evie.
Not only said hello to Evie, Evie spoke to both Mr. Paul and Mr. Jonathan.
In Brentwood, by the way, you could get a swimming lesson within 10 minutes of home. You don't have to take an hour commute to a pool.
You have to go an hour. We could have one in Mount Juliet, but we go to the very best, and she just happens to be in Smyrna.
There you go.
Dear God.
The very best. Yeah. Miss Sue is the very best, and I'll challenge anyone who says otherwise. So we start having this conversation. I say, and Paul is who I'm speaking to. When I say, know that Evie, my 4-year-old daughter's in the car, let's limit the language. I'm thinking Paul is the one I'm speaking to here. Not Hutton, who does not have a child, who's not around a kid all the time, but the other grown man, adult father, who has a small kid at home that can't contain himself. I counted by the end of it. I was up to 9 F-bombs.
Oh, really?
I said something, I was not counting, so I'm going by his word.
He
said, hey, three, come on, let's look out here.
After 3 F-bombs from Paul, I said, Paul, please. And then Paul said, oh, I'm sorry. And it's okay. I thought, all right, he just forgot.
I said, sorry, Abby.
Not even 2 minutes later, he's in the middle of some sort of monologue.
It was impassioned.
I appreciate that.
And then I tell Paul to stop again. 3 after that, I finally just hang up on the conversation.
I will point out this.
I had to send a text that said, I'm off the call because Paul can't stop swearing.
And then Paul asked me what was just us. By the way, if you're on a three-way, it doesn't tell you who left the group.
Coming up at 10:45, rules for three-ways.
Like Chad's name is still on the screen.
Do we have a safe word?
Yeah, then you spend a minute. You're like, is he here?
Yeah, is he here?
Are we spending too much time with one person in the same way? What's the safe word?
Hey, Chad, are you
vanilla
still here?
Ice cream.
Evie, are you still here? Chad, I think they must be gone.
Well, I was so fearful because
I earlier dropped out and then I had to call back in, and that was more of a signal issue.
Look, it was great. It's ridiculous that Paul can't control the potty mouth enough.
It's amazing that every time we go on the air for 13 minutes at a time, I'm able to turn it off.
We had an intern
that was, I can't remember who she was. It'll take some thought. But she thought one of the most amazing things was that we would go to break and I would swear like crazy, and then the microphones would come on and I wouldn't swear at all.
It's truly remarkable that Paul has not racked up more FCC violations.
So it would be good news for Paul.
By the way, I'm afraid because Evie right now is on a kick of asking me what words mean all the time. If she ever hears a word she doesn't know. So I've kept being afraid from the backseat I was going to hear, Daddy, what does bleep mean?
Well, I did say something about someone was raping and pillaging, and you didn't say anything about that. So I thought I got away with one there.
But if she asked, Daddy, what's rape? I could say, It's when someone does something really bad to someone, honey. That's what it is. Just know that's a bad word, and we don't like that when that happens.
But this is a good sign, though, because
I guess I could say the same with the other.
He has not said anything. She has not said anything, and he hasn't told us that she's up.
What is bleeding, Dad? It's
attention?
When something really bad is happening to someone that you never need to know about.
Was she paying any attention to anything?
Did you tell Angie about this?
I did not, but she knows about it now.
She knows about it now. Angie, I'll write you a note.
Wow. Well, that's going to solve everything.
Yeah. Well, it acknowledges the problem, at least.
I wouldn't have even raised this issue if I thought Angie was going to be in the car.
It's excellent content.
But Evie's actually at her Grammy and Papa's right now. What if she's dropping F-bombs right now?
They're having to explain everything.
What's Daddy talking about?
So
why is Mr. Paul so angry?
Call, and he was using this word, duckling, over and over.
I haven't heard this word before.
It was
Thank
an
you for that introduction,
listen,
though, Paul.
It's an impassioned conversation, and I just get impassioned.
Reed, your thoughts.
This is in no way a defense of Paul, but I think who should share some of the liability in this case. Paul has spent the morning disparaging the national government. I would disparage the state government here. Had you been able to hold your phone in your hand still, this would not have been an issue.
Could you put,
that's good.
Here's a question.
I thought about that. This is the first time I thought about that law, because that was one time where I could have just held it up to my ear and been fine for you to say whatever the heck you wanted to say.
Could you put, I'm guessing,
whatever the bleep you wanted to say.
This is also illegal. Could you put one earpiece in and have the conversation that way, where you have an earpiece that has the microphone hanging?
Yeah, I've never done the earpiece thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because you're not supposed to have headphones in, right?
Yeah, so that must be illegal.
I don't know.
So there's no way to have a conversation, an adult conversation with your kid.
There's an adult way to have a conversation. It's to refrain from using F-bombs around a four-year-old. In a society, Paul, that's what we do for the most part.
I'm using adult in quotation marks.
Okay.
An adult conversation. To me, that includes swear words. For me to get my message across, and that's what you're missing here by us not being on satellite, and even the podcast. I'm not loosened.
They know how he gets a message across.
Yes. I mean, if you've heard my John Rich speech on the Pedal Tavern, I mean, that's me. This is, you know.
That's worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, we all cuss. Yeah. I mean, this is not a big mystery.
The difference is
Hunt and I cuss around adults. Like, we pick and choose when to cuss.
Let's be clear.
The times we cuss is around other adults.
Let's be clear. If I physically saw her and was around her, this wouldn't have happened. It's
incredible, though, because I've seen you flip the switch a lot around kids, and you're a different person around Simon. But you violated this around Simon in studio last week.
Did you even know?
I don't know that you did.
I'm not sure you did.
I laughed two or three times. You did it. Now, he had headphones on.
Yeah, that's why.
But it was loud a couple times where I'm thinking he had to have heard that.
Yeah.
He didn't react.
He hears it,
which makes me think it's very common around the house.
Well, he hears it periodically. But when the discussion comes up, look, he's still very much in the "Dad, I would never do that" phase. Like, I talk to him about the things that he sees on YouTube, and I say, you know, what would you do if something came up there and the suggested things that was inappropriate? And he goes, I would never watch that, Dad. You know, I would never.
He's still in that mode.
I would never watch that. Now, I know.
I remember telling my grandmother when I was his age, I was never going to cuss.
Right.
I remember having that conversation. Oh, Nana, I will never cuss.
Yeah. Now, he's offended by the word hell also, which I try to have a conversation with him about. You know, there are two different. If I say go to hell, that's a bad thing. But if I say, you know, somebody is doing something that's going to land them in hell, you know, that there are different ways that you could. Don't you think that
the same thing?
No, but I did a bad job of framing it there. That's some hellish behavior, right? It is a conversational way that you use the word hell, that it's not a curse.
But you don't want him saying hell. No, you don't want him going to school and saying that.
No, but I think there are certain ways that you could say hell that it's not a bad word. It's, to me, hell is a two-way street. Now, he says sucks, and I don't like it.
Jeremy says on Twitter.
His mother doesn't have as big a problem with sucks.
You don't like it when the Preds fans do it also.
Yeah, I think it's bad for little kids.
Jeremy says on Twitter, I feel Paul's pain. It's hard for me to take out my sentence enhancers around kids. Paul definitely feels that way about sentence enhancers.
If you have an issue, like, there's been times where during a break, maybe Hutton or I will say something and then say, oh, sorry, because we'll turn around and realize Simon's there because he's been quiet for so long. He'll have his headphones on. But
he really blends in.
If you,
he's part of the show.
If he's you grown up drop on the show. That many F-bombs, and after I say, Paul, please stop, and you say, oh, I'm sorry, and you realize it, and then not 90 seconds later you start dropping them again, that's a problem. That's reached the point of being a problem. And I'll give you an example, Paul, your favorite person, Clay Travis, weekly guest of this show. I remember going to his old home downtown here over in North Nashville, and I remember Fox was like 4 or 5, probably Evie's age. I mean, talking up a storm. And I walk in there, and Clay's telling me a story, and he is dropping every possible F-bomb, holy obscenity, MFs, everything you can think of describing something that's happening. And his kid's right there playing on the floor. I think he's got 2 kids at this point playing. I'm like, are you okay with this? He's like, oh, they're not paying attention. I'm like, no, they're paying attention. They're soaking all this in. You're the same.
No, I'm not the same with the kids same. In my presence. Over the phone, it was bad that I wasn't monitoring myself better. But I'll say this. It was because it was an impassioned conversation. And I'll say
it was.
And I'll say this. At the Tennessean, I got away with this some, right? When I pushed the envelope at the Tennessean, my direct report would explain to the bigger bosses who sometimes got turned off by it, this guy at least cares, right? He cares. We got these other people around here who are doing nothing. They don't care. He's you know, pushing it because he cares. Now, at ESPN, you know, when I got a talking to from my boss once or twice, I go, come on, man, I care. I'm doing this because I care. That doesn't get you off the hook for this. It's like, yeah, stuff in Nashville that was getting me off the hook is not working in Bristol.
Brandon writes, F-bombs for Paul are like cigs for Kirby. Smoke them if you got them, boy.
Paul's always got a big supply of them, too. He's ready to go.
The Williamson County harmonica, I play it and it spits out F-bombs.
That's the harmonica in Williamson County.
It spits out F-bombs, not nicotine-laden smoke.